It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, October 25th, 2021. Today is the birthday of British historian and politician Thomas Babington Macaulay, born in 1800 in Leicestershire. He is considered primarily responsible for introducing the Western educational system to India. He wrote extensively as an essayist on contemporary and historical subjects and as a reviewer. His History of England was a pioneering work, and its literary style has remained an object of praise since its original publication. Macaulay served as the Secretary of War between 1839 and 1841, and as the Paymaster General between 1846 and 1848. Macaulay divided the world into civilized nations and barbaric ones, with Britain representing the high point of civilization. No surprise there. He was wedded to the idea of progress, especially in terms of the liberal freedoms. He opposed radicalism while idealizing historic British culture and traditions. He was the son of Zachary Macaulay, a Scottish Highlander who had become a colonial governor and abolitionist, and Selina Mills of Bristol. Young Macaulay was noted as a child prodigy. As a toddler gazing out the window from his cot at the chimneys of a local factory, he is reputed to have asked his father whether the smoke he saw came from the fires of hell. He was educated at a private school in Hertfordshire and subsequently at Trinity College, Cambridge. While there, he wrote much poetry and won several prizes, including the Chancellor's Gold Medal in June 1821. In 1825, he published a prominent essay on Milton in the Edinburgh Review. He studied law, and in 1826 he was called to the bar, but he soon took more interest in his political career. Macaulay never married and had no children, and was rumored to have fallen in love with Maria Kennard, but nothing really came of that. His strongest emotional ties were said to be to his younger sisters, Margaret, who died while he was in India, and Hannah. As Hannah grew older, he formed a close attachment to her daughter Margaret, whom he affectionately called Baba. Macaulay retained a passionate interest in Western classical literature throughout his life and prided himself on his knowledge of ancient Greek writing. Likely he had an eidetic memory. While in India, he read every ancient Greek and Roman work that was available to him. In his letters, he describes reading the Aeneid while on vacation in Malvern in 1851 and being moved to tears by the beauty of the poetry. He also taught himself German, Dutch, and Spanish, and remained fluent in French. During his later years, his health made work increasingly difficult. He died of a heart attack on December 28, 1859, age 59, leaving his major work, The History of England from the Accession of James II, incomplete. On January 9, 1860, he was buried in Westminster Abbey in Poets' Corner, near a statue of Joseph Addison. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 25th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.